See that one there? That's made out of mesh, and on the end it's got the punch.
Some people now, when they come looking here to buy them, they call them fruit baskets. Like once upon a time they were everywhere, but they're getting pretty scarce now. And they're paying good money for them now.
And another one down here, that's only got holes in the end and it's plain each side.
They say that one person's trash is another's treasure, and for Don Wilson, that couldn't be more true. And when you're talking about a small bucket that's literally full of drainage holes, it takes on even more significance. Who could possibly find a use for that? Hello, I'm Sophie Malcolm at Cabarita near Mildura in northwest Victoria, where these special tins were put to good use in the early days of the dried fruit industry. The fresh grapes being dipped in a special solution that would speed up the drying process.
Well, the dip tins, they used to pick the fruit off the vine straight into the dip tin. Then they'd take them up and put them through a dip, which put very fine splits in the skin. And then when they put the grapes on the racks, they'd dry a lot quicker.
Can you explain what it looks like, I suppose, in its most basic sort of form?
Most of them are galvanised and they're about 18 inches long, about a foot wide and about 6 inches deep, and they've got a handle on the top.
While the dip tins aren't used anymore to produce sultanas, they have found a new generation of admirers. They've become popular in trendy vintage shops, and Don's kept busy scouring old tips and fruit farms to find them.
Oh, a lot of young people looking for them there. They've become a bit trendy. Some paint them, some powder coat them, and I've even seen one that was brass plated, electro brass plated. And we supply dealers down in the city as well. Even the rusty tin, some prefer the rusty ones. Some are galvanised and some are just black steel. Of course, they go rusty.
How long have you been collecting them for?
Oh, probably 30-odd years.
And why? What do you like about them?
Oh, we used to demolish a lot of the fruit drying racks. And I noticed a lot of different sorts, well, a few different sorts, so I put a few aside as I came across one. And the more I looked into it, the more different ones I found.
So some pretty unique ones. I think we're looking at one here that's been made out of a kerosene tin. What kind of, I guess, weird and wonderful sort of tins have you come across?
Oh, well, that one would be a kerosene tin or a fuel tin. That's how they used to get their petrol in the early days, about a 4-gallon square tin. Honey went into them too. Well, this one here, they've cut the side out of it and they've punched holes in it with probably a hand punch and a hammer. That was probably to save money, I'd say.
Do you think that all of those years ago when people were making these dip tins and using them, they would expect that they'd have such a long life expectancy and still be used, you know, all of these years later?
Oh, no, I don't think they would have. And they actually used to have a dip tin anvil. So during the year when the blocks were slack, the blockers would repair their dip tins, so they'd all get damaged or worn out, and they used to throw them off the trailer and throw them two rows over sometimes, and naturally some would get damaged, and they'd repair them during the winter time. We demolished a lot of fruit racks when fruit racks sort of went out and people went to plonk grapes, and there was always a stack of dip tins around the racks, so when we rolled the netting up and we'd have to clean the whole lot up, we'd clean the dip tins up too, and although I'm in the scrap game, if anything's got a use, I won't scrap it. Well, when we brought the dip tins back, initially when we were doing rack demolition, everyone else was scrapping them. See, they'd press them for scrap and away they'd go, and they weren't worth much back then. Well, I don't like destroying anything that might have a use. Not only dip tins, a lot of other things too.
You like collecting things, like bringing them back and giving them a new home?
Oh yeah, we've been doing, we reckon that we were into recycling before they invented the word.
Kerosene tin in its day, and it's been homemade. That poor old Blocky probably didn't have enough money to buy a dip tin.